have to admit, I'm starting to get the desire to see some of these movies.
Good.
Shame on you. Shame on you. You now force yourself to see the original trilogy.
If Luke Skywalker himself tells you to see the original trilogy, I think it's time.
Well, the prequels, you know, I'm not the digital revolution, so they're completely different.
But yeah, it would have been interesting if he didn't go to the dark side, was sort of screwed the original trilogy. But
it's almost 30 years since George Lucas penned a story that became the biggest thing in movie history. The saga is complete. We've come full circle, and the waiting is finally over. But our show has just begun.
Contrary to popular belief, never thought that it would go beyond the three movies. You know, that note was made in 1977, and I said there were sequels, and there were two sequels that I'd already written. So the characters and the backstory and all that stuff had been written, but I felt that if I got through the three, it would be a miracle, and that was going to be the end of it.
The saga, the Star Wars saga, of course, we're talking about, maybe made up of six episodes, but put together, Star Wars tells one complete story.
Are you going to go at all, ever?
I
wait for it on cable?
Probably not.
I'll tell you how it ends.
So, now listen, this is the prequel. This is the episode that starts the whole trilogy.
Not really, no.
In another galaxy, 1977 to be exact.
I went back and looked. The first Star Wars movie, which is actually the fourth in the series of six. Yeah. Now he's done three movies as a prequel. Came out in 1977.
Mm-hmm. 1977 was indeed a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
It's a good thing you don't live in a galaxy long, long time ago and far, far away, Kevin.
No, it's a good thing.
We know it all starts a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but with six films released over 28 years out of order, Star Wars can make you feel like you need the wisdom of Yoda to figure it out.
Are you kind of sad that this is the last of the installments?
So he says.
I've gotten to put the last piece in the puzzle. Now you can see the Star Wars series as one movie.
In a way, it's sad, but because it's the last one, but in a way, it's satisfying. Like, you finally completed a jigsaw puzzle.
Well, I'm very relieved that they finally have finished it, and it's now one movie instead of six. And,
You're on Star Wars! But we did not grant you an epic series spanning 30 years.
The story starts with Anakin as a 9-year-old boy. And it ends with him, tragically dying. Mm-hmm. So there's really no more story. Mm-hmm.
It brings together a lot of emotional points, and you sort of, all the puzzles sort of fits together.
As I say, when I did the first one, it was supposed to be one movie, and then it just got bigger, and I cut it into three parts. But in order to, it was always intended to start in episode four of a Saturday matinee serial, which meant you didn't get to see the beginning part of it.
It's much, much better than the first, mm-hmm. or I should say last two that are mm-hmm. the first two. This is the third, completes the big six puzzle.
If you count Star Wars as one movie, which is the way I look at it.
The first two of the last six of the nine of the four of the three, whatever number they were.
Well, originally Star Wars was one simple little movie based on a Saturday matinee serial. The idea was that you came in, you saw episode four, you don't know what happened before, you don't know what happened after.
You look at the whole plot
line, it started with episodes 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. And then they went back and made episodes 1 and 2.
Okay.
And this is number 3.
Oh, number 3
right?
In the first trilogy.
This is the film that connects into the original trilogy.
14 godforsaken days went by before we could go to a movie theater and see the first Star Wars movie. The one that is actually the fourth Star Wars movie.
The dialogue is hammy, but look, wooden acting, too many effects, lame romance, cheesy dialogue. Let's all just admit that those things existed in the original trilogy.
To being the king of wooden dialogue.
Uh-oh, my acting's much better in the comic books.
Revenge of the Sith, the last ever Star Wars film.
Well, this is the last Star Wars as a feature film.
In about 10 or 15 years, he'll be like, come on, let's make another one. So I'm actually waiting for...
You think
And should George Lucas want to do a third trilogy...
7, 8, and 9.
Which will never happen.
And contrary to what many fans had been hoping, John says that George Lucas does not want to make an episode 7, 8, and 9.
Was Sith truly the last Star Wars film, or do we think maybe in the future, if the series is so successful, that we might see another young director taking on Star Wars and making another feature film?
Nope. This is the end of it.
This is the end of it.
Yep.
George, thank you so much.
Okay.
I also wanted to say thank you to George Lucas and just let you know that I'm available for 7, 8, and 9.
George, you know you're going to make another one, you know, so we'll be here for 7, 8, and 9.
It's finished.
Es ist vorbei. Das war's.
No more.